And put stalks, you'd cover it real good. And you'd have a hole in there, see? And then you'd put it in there, keep warm, they'd keep in there. And you just dig out some, and when you want potatoes, you go in there and get the potatoes out. They'd keep all winter like that.
Okay. What about a place where, did y'all always have an ice box, or?
You had an ice box, yeah. We had an ice man would run this route, see? Summertime. Now, we had a big ice box, but then we got refrigeration in. Well, I'll tell you the way I was worried. We had a power unit back in the 30s. In other words, we had electricity from a power unit. We called a Delco house. We still got the building up there. In other words, it had a motor with about 10 or 12 batteries. And you'd run that motor and it'd charge up for your electricity. In other words, it had its own generating plant for the house. That's right.
And you had lights up?
Regular lights. I remember lamps too now. I mean, I remember the lamp. That's before we got this generating plant. When I was, I'd say we got this about 30, in the late 30s.
What kind of lamp you burn?
Coal oil lamp.
Coal oil?
Yeah. Oh, I remember them real good. Couldn't see very much.
Yeah, I hear. Nowadays you just put in a new.
You bug, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, I was talking about a place where you keep milk before you add it. Do you always have a place, ice box, that sort of thing? Or after your mother strained the milk, would she?
Well, she had we had an ice box earlier before that, and then we got a refrigerator run off of that,
What kind of cow did you have to milk? Did you have a regular?
Just a Jersey cow.
I see.
A breed cow. We can't keep some. And we used to have you'd keep the calf and raise your calf and kill it for beef too. Before that.
Jersey, that was a
good milk cow. Jersey's a milk cow, dairy cow.
Yeah, dairy cow. Well, Joe, now you tell me you raise hogs. Did you ever tell me about the hogs you raise? Do you have Poland Chinas here?
Durocs, Poland China, all the most of Duroc, Jersey.
Y'all raise them in a pen then?
Yeah, well, they went, what they did, they kept them open in the lake bank on the summertime. Then about October, September, we closed them in a smaller pen. So we raised our own corn. And then you'd keep them in that pen and fatten them up for the winter. We used to kill as many as 12 and 15 hogs a winter. That's right.
Now, the little ones, when they're first born, they're called they're the little ones.
Pigs?
I see. What about when you get any size on them? The female, in other words, what was she called? Names for the female hog was a.
No, let me see. I know the boar hogs.
That was a male.
Male.
What would you do to a pig if you didn't want him to grow up and be a boar?
No, we castrate them. Okay. Did that. So you do that when they're little pigs. And that's the ones you want to kill, see. You do that. Your meat, they claim the meat tastes better.
Yeah.
If you castrate them when they're little pigs.
Well, yeah, you can get them later on, but they're called, I guess they're called, I don't know, after that, yeah, whatever. Well, you call the ones that are castrated there, bars.
Sow pigs is a mama.
Yeah. What about one that had been